The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What's stopping you from making your best life happen? Is it fear, lack of money, tools, or an unbalanced life? We can help. Welcome to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with host Darby Mack. There may only be one thing stopping you from living the dream, but even if it's a few things, we're here to clear that roadblock and put you on the right path. Now, here is your host, Darby Mack.
Welcome to the show today. And if there is one thing stopping you from fulfilling your heart's desire, it would definitely be not being clear about what your purpose is. And that's what we've been covering the last several weeks. We're doing a series on purpose. And I just want to do a quick review so that you can be caught up, those of you who are new to the show. We spend some time talking about laying the foundation. And in that laying of the foundation of your purpose and purpose, we talked about everything on the planet has purpose. We even used dust as an example. So I invite you to go back and listen to that first audio where we talked about dust and the purpose of dust. We talked about you being created in the image and likeness of God Almighty, the divine, Jehovah, the infinite, the Almighty One, and that we are a spirit. We live in a body and we have a soul. I encourage you to go back and listen to the second audio around that and find out more about being a spirit, living in a body, and having a soul. And then we talked about leading the way, how Jesus Christ led the way. We use Jesus as an example of what it's like to be very clear about that twofold purpose that we've been talking about, that purpose to love God and serve humanity, how Jesus actually did that and how it was not easy to be done, but he was in purpose and he fulfilled that purpose. And the closer he got to the actual fulfillment, the completion of that purpose, the more difficult and challenging it got. And we talked about using him as an example of being fully human and having everything that we have today, that he was fully human, going through, experiencing the same emotions, the same challenges, the same difficulties, the same mistreatment, the same abuses that many of us experience in our lifetime. And yet he still fulfilled his purpose. And I even shared an example about when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was asking that cup to be removed from him, and yet he continued on and fulfilled that purpose. And then we talked about your unique purpose, discovering your unique purpose, and how we went from the big picture, right, of you having a purpose, your purpose as a part of humanity. And then we start to move right into discovering your unique purpose. Because in order for you to fulfill that twofold purpose that I talked about, that all of us have, we need to come to that place where we have some understanding around our unique purpose. And that is a discovery that we actually enter into. And by following the leading of the divine, we can move in that purpose. And so I wanted to make it really clear to you that we all have a unique purpose. And so that's what we talked about in the last episode. Today, we want to talk about this week, your unique purpose as the essence of you, the essence of who you are. But before I do that, I want to quickly kind of review just a couple of key points that I talked about last week, because they really tie in to what we're going to be talking about today. I talked about paying attention to the signposts along your life's journey, and that there were clues to your uniqueness, and that uniqueness is tied to your purpose. You see, so often we are so busy resisting that which is unique about us that we miss what it is we're supposed to be doing in the planet, because what we consider different, what others consider different about us, is actually a uniqueness that has been put on the inside of us to do a particular thing in the planet, which in turn becomes service to humanity. And when we're in it, when we're doing it, we are acting out one of the ways that we love God, or that we connect with the divine. I shared with you last week a valuable learning key that I learned over time. And I said that this key would probably save you some time and some money in your discovering of your unique purpose. And my valuable learning key was this, that we have one unique life purpose, and it does not change in our lifetime. And it already exists on the inside of us. One unique purpose, it doesn't change in our lifetime, and it already exists on the inside of us. However, if we are conscious of it, and I wasn't, I shared with you, for about 23 years, I was not conscious of my life purpose. I wasn't consciously moving in my life. That our understanding of our unique purpose will never change. And so what happens is we keep looking for it, looking for it, looking for it when it's on the inside of us. So in hindsight, then I was able to look back and see my unique purpose was in operation and has been in operation and remained the same from as far back as I could, you know, literally remember, which is probably around about age 5. So as we continue to explore, to grow, and to change, we develop a different picture of our unique purpose. That's what I want you to get. That the purpose in and of itself, our unique purpose in and of itself, doesn't change. But what happens is, as we begin to grow, as we begin to change, as we begin to explore, as we begin to develop, that perception of the purpose changes, but not our basic unique purpose. And the final point that I made was, so it didn't matter how old you were, right? Your age didn't matter when it came to purpose, because the purpose is unique to you and you can fulfill that purpose in some form. Some form. So let's say you're 60 years old and you still haven't figured out what your purpose is. Don't give up, because the unique purpose is still on the inside of you, is still operating, and there's still something that you can do at age 60, at 70, 80, 90, 100. I was looking at the woman 115 years old the other day. There's still something that you can do that is connected to your unique purpose that will serve the divine and serve humanity. So your being a senior citizen is not an excuse, right, for not operating in purpose. So let's further explore this unique purpose today. And I talked a little bit last week about your unique purpose is a seed. And I liken your unique purpose to a seed on the inside of you, that it is a seed, and that when we have seed, those of you who are in the gardening, planting flowers, any of that kind of thing, you understand that when we put seed in the ground, the seed has to be nurtured somehow for it to grow. And I talked about, I gave example, I think of myself about, I'm not really an outdoorsy person. I don't do a lot of gardening and that kind of thing. But there's been times when I've planted flower seeds and then went off and was out of town for like 2 weeks and forgotten all about it and didn't have anybody water those seeds or do anything to it. But when I came back, I had those little sprouts showing up, right? Well, the environment that those seeds were planted in provided the nutrition and the nurturing that those seeds needed. And this is the same way for you. And I want to talk about that some more this week, that it's the same for us, that if we think of purpose as the seed that God put in us, the Creator put in us, our Maker put in us, sowed it into us to create vision. So that when we think of our unique purpose, we think of it as a seed placed on the inside of us that has the design already in it that the Creator intended for you to be and to do in the earth. Let me say that again. The seed already has the design in it for what it is you are to be and to do in the earth. It's already there. And that's why I'm saying that your purpose doesn't change, because if we think of purpose as a seed and the seed then being holding the design in it, right? Then what we do is we nurture that seed. And so what's happened for many of us is because we weren't conscious that there's the seed that the Creator put in us with the design, and I like to call it your divine design on you, on the inside of you, that you are to be and to do in the earth to fulfill that twofold purpose that I talked about, right? Loving God, serving God, and serving people, serving humanity. That's on the inside of you already. The design is already there. It's seed. It's already planted. It's planted on the inside of you. But seed needs to be watered, needs to be fed, needs to be nurtured for it to grow. All right? So when you think about a seed, think about the garden. Or like planting it in a field. And it's the same way for you. Your spirit is the garden. That purpose is on the inside of you. It's not going anywhere. Because you haven't fed it or nurtured it doesn't mean it's not there. It's just dormant. It's dormant seed. But it's highly unlikely that you've lived for any length of time and there hasn't been something going on around that seed. Sometimes the nurturing isn't intentional. It's just sort of like what I said about going away for a couple of weeks, having planted some flower seeds and didn't do anything with it, didn't tell anybody to feed those seeds or water them or do anything, but came back and I had sprouts because the environment that the seed was in nurtured it. The rain that rained, the sun that shined, the soil that the seed was planted in was nutritious soil. So it was able to survive and begin to grow. So it can be like that with your unique divine purpose. You may not be paying much attention to your purpose, but your environment does and starts providing nourishment to get the growth started. Why does this happen? Well, inside that seed is your divine purpose, what I call the divine design. Your divine blueprint is on the inside of that seed that nothing in this world can stop. Nothing can stop that. That purpose is there. It's not going anywhere. The divine, the Almighty, is going to create just the right environment for that seed to grow. Despite our lack of watering it and taking care of it, it's just that important to our Creator. I really believe that. So a lot of times you've gone through some difficulties in your life, some really, really bad stuff, and you look at that stuff and you think, you know, what was the purpose of this? Well, I assure you that if you have the right mindset, you'll find that some of the stuff that has happened to you is the very stuff that you get to use in fulfilling your purpose in the planet. I want you to think about your unique purpose as seed placed on the inside of you. It's the potential of you. It's what you were uniquely designed and divinely created to do and to be in the world. So when I get back, I'm going to talk about this in more detail. We're going to take a break. As always, I invite you to go have a good sip of water or a little sip of coffee, and I'll see you in a moment. Thanks.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Question: what's working and what's not working in your life? Though we resolve each year to do things differently, and we want what's great for our businesses, our relationships, our health, and more, we don't always know where to turn when life gets tough. That's where Leading Life Large with host Rob Braun comes in. Our show challenges you to reevaluate where you are and keep pushing your way to the success you desire. If you want it bad enough, we can help you turn your life around. Leading Life Large airs Mondays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
There are 13 unbreakable habits of truly enlightened people. These life-changing habits are discussed on Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. We'll offer an excursion in self-discovery, along with wisdom that will allow you to stay on the correct path toward your destiny. You can find excellence in your life. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time, that's 10 a.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for this exciting transformational journey.
Of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darby Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141 or send an email to info@darbymack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Well, welcome back. I hope you had a good sip of water. And let's move forward here. Before we left for the break, we were talking about your unique purpose as seed, and that seed is placed on the inside of you, and that you were uniquely designed and divinely created to do and to be in the world, that purpose is already on the inside of you. Now, it's talking about maybe we grew up in an environment where no one nurtured our seed, much less fed it. And yet pieces of that purpose shows up because we enter into different environments as we go along that draw it out of us or helps it to develop within us. So I want you to really understand that the seed is in you. Earlier, I mentioned before the break, I mentioned that the purpose is unstoppable. It really is. And when I say that, I say it in a way that I want you to understand that you probably are doing things that are linked to your purpose. You may not know it. And so I want you to understand that God did not create us to be purposeless. The divine did not create us to be purposeless. That's what the foundation laying was all about over those first few weeks. that we were designed with a purpose. That purpose is in you. It's a seed. That seed contains the design for who you are to be and to do in the earth. So even though you may think you don't know your purpose, or you may not be clear what that is, I assure you, you have been operating in that purpose at some level, right? So I want to reinforce that maybe you grew up in an environment where no one nurtured your seed, much less fed it. And yet pieces of that purpose shows up because we enter into different environments as we go along life that draw that purpose out of us or help develop it within us. We may not be consciously aware that that is our purpose that we're drawing on. We may not be aware that that's our purpose that is showing up. So on the other hand, we are often just not in the right environment where the seed of potential within us is getting enough of the nurturing and the feeding that it needs to really grow at a significant pace. And yet that seed is still there. See, your purpose is what you are created to do and to become. What is on the inside of you is part of your divine being. It is your essence, the essence of you. You see, you are divinely designed by the infinite, the creator, our maker, the almighty, to do a particular thing in the earth that only you can do the way that you do it. Who am I? Why do I exist in the world? What is my essence? When you think about your personal purpose, remember that your purpose is tied to you, and that reveals who you really are. I'm not talking about what society, your church, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your teachers say you are, or even what the media says about you. I'm talking about the true you, the essence of you, your essence. That is what makes you uniquely you. You see, there's only one Darvy Mack in the universe. Only one. She's talking to you now. There's only one me in the universe. It's just like my fingerprint. There's only one fingerprint. Well, there's only one divine design of you. And what it is that makes you the purest sense of who you are. What is that? What is that that makes you the purest sense of who you are? That part of you is the core of your unique purpose. And your unique purpose is tied to your essence. Your unique purpose is connected to the essence of you. You see, your essence is the true you. I know you've been hearing language over the last number of years where we talk about being authentic to the point where it's, you know, you almost don't like to hear anyone talk about being authentic. So I'm going to shift that from being authentic to stepping into your true essence. The true you, the person that you really are. And I go into a lot of detail in my book, God Doesn't Want You Playing Small, 10 Steps to Your Highest Potential, talking about this essence of you, because this essence of you is with you all the time, whether you realize it or not. The true you is not all the roles that you have to play. Not mom, sister, daughter, employee, business owner, pastor, brother, uncle, wife, husband, community leader, volunteer, right? Worship leader, women's empowerment person, you know. That is not the true you. Those are roles that we play. Those are roles that we play out in our world, right? And so when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the true you. We're up for a break right now. Well, it looks like we've got a few more minutes, so let me continue on here. The true you is what is beneath all of those many layers that the world places on us. So you see, for example, let's take me. I'm a mom. I'm a sister. I'm a daughter. I'm a business owner. I'm a minister. Just those roles in and of itself. That's not even counting all the other roles that I play. But those roles are not the essence of me. Those roles are not who I am. Those roles are roles. Right? And so the true you is what's beneath all of those many layers. And part of why people struggle with purpose is because it's hard to get past all of those layers, all those roles that we're playing out in society, right? And then we got all the roles that the media tells us that we should be playing, and the internet and all of that. So you can put on different clothes, right? New hairstyles. We can change the house that we live in. We can get a new car. We can do all of this stuff and then have it all taken away from us. And your purpose will remain the same. Your essence does not change. Why? The answer is simple. Your purpose is tied to the true you. Without all those roles, without all the traumas, without all the ecstasies, right? Without all the things, your purpose is tied to the true you without all of that. So whether you have any of that or not, whether you have two roles or 10 roles, whether you have one role or not, it doesn't change the true you. When we wipe all that away, the you that is you is what exists. Think of it like this. It's the spirit of you, right? It's the spirit of you. So let's say you walk into a room where all the people are standing and everybody has a light over them of varying shades and colors. Then you walk in a room with a completely different shade of the color. Let's say the color red. Some of the people have shades of green. Some might have purple. Some might have yellow. Every color imaginable is in the room. So looking in that room and seeing all the people radiating these different colors of light is just an example of how each person's unique purpose is seen by the Creator. No two people are exactly the same. Whether you are green or yellow or red, and there may be a room full of reds, but each red would be a different shade of red. It would not be exactly the same. I know that you've heard this about the snowflake and how each snowflake is uniquely different. Well, the Creator designed that. We always have signs to show us who we are. So we're going to be breaking here in just a moment. I want you to go ahead and get a sip of water, have your coffee, your tea, whatever else. When you come back, we're going to talk some more about this essence of you and how that looks. All right? Grab that water, and we'll see you right back here in just a moment.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
When you make decisions, do you ever find yourself in doubt? Are you trying to figure out what's right with you? Are you ready to truly change your life? Listen for the Access Consciousness Radio Show with the founders of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Consciousness is all about including everything and judging nothing. Our program will help you break free from your personal limitations and enhance positive change in all areas of your life. Tune in to Access Consciousness Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment. Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning in to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get ready to experience a more fulfilling lifestyle. Tune in to Direct Connect Empowerment with host Fee Mazanke. The show will feature guests who have changed their lives by using the Direct Connect coaching program or have worked with the same concepts that this program offers. By hearing how others have been transformed, you will be inspired to move forward. Direct Connect Empowerment with Fee Mazanke can be heard live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darby Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to info@darvymack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Welcome back from the break. We're talking about your unique divine design, the essence of you. And right before the break, I was using an example. I was given an example of what it would look like. So I talked about when you enter into a room, just imagine you go into a room and there's a room full of people. And over top of those people, you see a light, a colored light. And each one of those lights over the people are a different color. And those colors are representing their essence, right? They could all have the same color. The color could be red for everyone in the room. But when it comes to our essence is different from everyone else's. And so the essence of us is a different shade of red. So we may have a room full of reds, but every person in that room that's a red has a different shade of red. And that shade of red is their uniqueness. And so when I'm talking about the uniqueness of your purpose, that's what I'm saying, that there may be many people in the world that have a similar purpose to yours, but only you can fulfill your purpose the way that you fulfill it. And that purpose is tied to your essence. And when I talk about essence, that is the thing that is unique about you. So understand that in that example of how each person's that shade is unique to them, that each person's purpose is unique to them. So what I want to help you to discover is that part of you that makes you uniquely who you are that no one else can duplicate. I want you to be aware, and some of you already are. You know what it is. That's great. We're just reinforcing and re-enhancing. But those of you who are out there and it's not really clear, I want to help you to discover that there is a part of you that makes you uniquely who you are that no one else can duplicate. It is just like your fingerprint. Your fingerprint is uniquely yours, and so is your unique purpose. It's tied to your, what I call before, your divine design. I said that divine design was in that seed. So we think of the divine design or the blueprint of you is in that seed of your purpose. The spirit of you is your divine essence. So your spirit, that spirit, that's where that seed is. That seed is planted in your spirit, the spirit of you, not this body, not this flesh part of us, but the spirit of us is where our divine essence exists. So it's time to uncover and discover your unique purpose. And there are two parts that I want to share with you about your unique purpose. And this is what I've learned through my experience over the years. And I did many, many years of doing career development and planning and that kind of thing, and all the different kinds of testing and works and learning about people's gifting and working them through some processes. And we'll talk about some of those on the show as well. But today I want to talk about, there are two parts that I want to share with you about your unique purpose, and I want to help make that clear to you what those are. And I'm going to call them, we will call them the spirit of you and your gifts. So let's take a look at each one and how they shape your unique purpose. So, the spirit of you. The spirit of you shows up without any intentional feeding or nurturing. So, what is the spirit of you? In other words, when you enter into a room, what is it that everyone sees? Or what is it that everyone experiences? Or what is it that everyone feels? I'm using all of those senses, right? What is it that people might smell when you enter a room? But what I'm getting at is that when you enter into a space, the essence of you comes into that space. Now, granted, a lot of us have, we've had some things happen in our lives, and so we got a lot of stuff that sort of covers up our essence in some way. But even through all of that, there is something about you that shows up everywhere you go, no matter what your state is. State meaning the condition of your mind, your thought patterns, and those kinds of things. There is this part of you that shows up, and that's what I'm talking about, the essence of you, the spirit of you. You are not aware of this impacting exchange that takes place because you have been you all your life. Let me say that again. You're not aware of the impacting exchange because you've been you all your life. You've always been that. Now, what happens sometimes is people try to not be that, because sometimes the essence of who we are isn't something that other people kind of get. And so they criticize, they judge, they do those kinds of things. And that's where all the junk comes in and kind of covers up the essence. But that essence is still there, is still radiating through as much as it can. I like to say sometimes darkness gets over our essence, or a shadow gets over our essence. But you're not even aware that it exists, because it's you. It's been you all your life. It's always been there. It's the essence of who you are manifested in your physical state of being. So we often struggle with just being us. We think we need to change because we see someone who we think we should be, or who we should be like. And the real truth is that there is probably someone looking at you thinking the same thing. There's probably somebody looking at you going, you know, I want to be like that. I want to be more like him or more like her. But the reality of it is what they really want is to be more like themselves. And maybe there's something in you that they see that is already in them. So you have no need to change it, because your unique purpose is actually the seed of the spirit of the creator on the inside of you. And it forms the basis for your unique purpose, and yet you are unaware of it because you are it. Does that make sense? You're unaware of it because you are it. So what happens is you can imagine trying to be the reflection of yourself in the mirror. You cannot do it because you are not the mirror, right? The mirror reflects you. But if you try to reflect you in the mirror is the one doing the reflecting. If the mirror disappears, then there's no reflection. You're not going to see that reflection. So you're not the mirror, so you can't see it. But the mirror cannot be the real you because it only reflects what stands in front of it. The mirror is reflecting you. And what happens is when you enter into people's space, your essence is what is reflecting outward from you. It's radiating from you. Every one of us has been given this incredible gift of divine design by the Creator. No two spirit beings are alike. We are not exactly the same. We are all uniquely different. Allow me to share one more example of this intrinsic seed of unique design. Let's take a fish. A fish knows everything about living in water. And it doesn't even have to think about it. It just lives in water. Now take it out of the water and it has no idea what to do. It swims, it breathes, and it has its being in water. So I want you to get ready now. I want you to think about a fish in water. Because as you think about a fish in water, I want you to think about the essence of you. It is you. You don't even realize it. Other people see it. Other people sense it. Some people might feel it. Some people may even smell it. And you may be totally oblivious to it because you are it. And you're walking it, breathing it, moving in it all the time. And you are totally unconscious because it's you. It's who you've always been. And so to you, whatever that essence is, you may very well not be aware of it because you're like a fish in water. You're in the water. You breathe it. You live it. You move in it all the time. It is you. It is who you are. It is just who you are. And it is radiating from you all the time. And you may not be conscious of it, but it is the key to your purpose. It is the key to your purpose. So get ready for a powerful truth right now. The spirit of you is your water. Let me say that again. The spirit of you is your water. Your essence is your water. And because it is, it's so easy for us not to be conscious of it. It's so easy for us not to be aware of it, that it is existing in us. Remember, the spirit of you shows up without any intentional feeding or nurturing. It's there. And I also want you to remember that sometimes it gets shadowed or darkness comes over it because we start taking in all of these untruths, these lies, these criticisms, these judgments. We start taking all of that in. And the more of that we take in, it's like it covers or shrouds our essence. But that essence is still there. It's still radiating out. It's just harder for you to see it and for others to experience it when you cover it with all of this stuff. And when you are not being you, when you're not just being who you are, then that is like a shroud that covers up your essence. When you try to take on being and doing someone else, you shroud your essence. All right, we're going to take a break. I want you to get that water, get some water in you, a little coffee, tea, whatever your drink of favor is, but please do water. Hopefully over these next weeks, I'm encouraging you to drink water. And I'll be back to talk more about the spirit of you, your essence.
The future of online TV is here.
View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Every one of us confronts challenges that rock our world to the core, making us confused and disoriented, not knowing which way is up. On The Mother Rising, host Margaret Jacobson will nourish that spark that enlivens. You will be both empowered and inspired to create the changes leading you on your path to your own true freedom. Discover your worth and what you are capable of. Tune into The Mother Rising every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier? Especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Join us on Access Consciousness Presents Beyond Saying Thank You every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darby Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to info@darbymack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Well, welcome back. Did you get that water in? Good, good. Before you went to the break, we were talking about your essence is the true you. We were talking about the essence as the spirit of you, the essence that is the key to your unique divine design. I talked about the seed, that purpose is a seed that's been sown in you by the Creator, and it is your divine design or your divine blueprint. And right before we went on a break, I talked about the spirit of you shows up without any intentional feeding or nurturing, that spirit of you is the essence of you, the true you. I used the example about a fish in water, and I said that the fish knows everything about living in water, right? But you take it out of the water and it has no idea what to do. So your essence is your water. Right? Your spirit of you is your water. When you're in that water, you're moving, you're flowing, everything comes together. It's easy breezy. When you step out of that, that's when things get hard and challenging and difficult for you, because that is the essence of you. That is the seed, the potential, the blueprint that the spirit of God has placed on the inside of you. This is a powerful truth. You live it and are totally unconscious of it until someone calls it to your attention. Until someone calls your attention to it. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm doing with this series. Is I'm encouraging you to ask yourself the questions you need to ask in order to answer the question, what is the spirit of me? What is the essence of me? And I want you to think of it as we are all walking around, again, like with this bright colored mood rings. Remember those mood rings? And right now today, I think they have these things that the young people, the kids put them around their neck and they change colors. Well, think of it like a mood ring around your neck that glows all the time. And whatever color, hue, or shade each individual has, each and every one of us is part of making up the color wheel of the Creator. Think about a rainbow. Rainbow has many colors and it has varying shades. Well, your essence, that unique you, that spirit of you, think of it as a mood ring. I used the light as an example before, right? Different color lights. And now I'm using the mood ring as an example around your neck. And imagine you walking into anywhere you go. You walk into the grocery store and you look around you and other people have on mood rings too, but they're not exactly the same as yours. So whatever that color is, the hue or the shade, each individual has, each and every one of us, each of us has our own. And we have a part of making up this wonderful, awesome color wheel of the Creator. And in that wheel, there is something that we are to be and to do that actually enhances humanity. And that we use it to love and serve our Creator. You see, the best part of all that this is that wherever you go, your spirit shows up. Wherever you go, your spirit shows up, making it possible for others to experience your spirit or your essence. That's right. Wherever you go, your spirit shows up. The essence of you shows up. The seed of your divine design on the inside of you shows up. Whether they are conscious of it or not, whether you are conscious of it or not, it is there. It literally is impossible to leave home without the essence of you, to leave home without the spirit of you. Because it is constant, it's immutable, it doesn't change. The essence of you does not change. It does not change because of the kind of day you're having, because of the people that you're around, or the circumstances or the situation that you find yourself in at any given time. The essence, the divine design of who you are does not change. Some people need it and others don't. Some of what you bring to the table, there are people who need that. You are on the planet to provide that for them. That's that other part of the twofold purpose that I talked about. That there are people on the planet that you are uniquely designed to serve, to work with, to support, to help, right? It's not for everybody to do that. That's why when I'm working with my coaching clients, I always tell them not to worry. Don't concern yourself about what other people are doing. There is a body of people in the planet that you are uniquely, divinely designed to serve as a business owner. There are people that you are divinely designed to serve as a mom, as a minister, as a leader. Not everyone. And so when we try to pull in everyone, we're going to miss the mark. So you becoming conscious of the spirit of you is beneficial in that it would serve you well in tapping into that part of your purpose and using it to decide where you are most effective. So a lot of times people are miserable in what they're doing because they are totally outside of the essence of who they are, totally outside the essence of who you are. And if you find yourself exhausted and weary and all of those kinds of things, you know, most of the time, then I invite you to take a look at and ask yourself and ask the divine the question, what is the essence of me? Who is the true me? And then when you invite God into your heart, when you invite Christ into your heart, when you invite the Spirit of God into your heart, you now have that added level of spirit to connect with your divine design, and it's going to catapult you to where it is you need to be in that design, and can begin to remove all of those layers and shadows and darkness that you might have gotten covered onto your design because of, you know, the criticisms and the things that the world said and you trying to take on somebody else's stuff. So placing yourself where your being is most helpful to others and fulfilling for you can only lead to a prosperous life, which equates to you not playing small, but you living large. That's what it means. You fulfilling your purpose to humanity and to your creator. The spirit of you is all about your state of being, who you are, and not what you are doing. But when you get connected to your being, you then are doing those things that feed that being part of you, the essence of you, and it's easy. It becomes easy. It's not this difficult, challenging thing that you do. So doing is where your gift comes into play. But the being part of you, that's your essence. That's the essence of who you are. And so next week, we're going to talk about the gift. Remember, I said we're going to talk about the spirit of you, and then we're going to talk about the gift of you. And that's what we'll be talking about on the show next week. So I encourage you to tune back in. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be powerful. I cannot wait to get together with you again next week. Shoot me an email. Let me know if any of this is touching you at info@darvymack.com. And remember this, that you are a powerful, passionate, prosperous woman or man. And you never fail. You keep moving forward. And that is the power of who you are. We'll see you next week. And I look forward to it.
Thank you for joining Darvy Mack for the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show. We'll be back again next Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Don't let life be an obstacle. You can move forward and achieve anything.